Okay, let's head for Blocky Crater.
Okay.
Al, do you have a sample bag number on that last one?
We all those rocks are too big for sample bags. They're all big rocks, Houston. They're all at least 6 inches diameter. And I think these are some the ones you wanted. It's kind of hard to tell without having a photograph on hand or something and standing there and studying it for a lot longer than I think we care to do it. Just which rocks are which.
Roger.
Pretty easy to move along on this slope. It's just a little bit deeper, a little bit softer. I'm going to take a break here, Pete, for a few seconds. All right, I'm with you. Can't get up your pace when you're running on the side of a slope. You don't have a chance to go from side to side like on level ground. Look at that huge boulder out there at, I wish we could go over there. There, get that boulder. There, straight ahead. You there, Alan? No. There, over the top of the hill. See where you're looking. Right on the other side of it, about 200 yards that way. See that big boulder sitting up there? The biggest one we've seen since we've been here. Yep.
I don't see which one you're referring to. That one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these down in here are bigger than that. Look at that right here. Look at that right there on your left. Look. Let me turn around and look. Gigantic right there. That's a big one. Left. Comes further left. That's a pretty good size one. Okay, let's head up.
Yeah.
Let's get up out of the crater where we get up on the level ground. Okay. Repeat. Huh? This there was kind of hung up on the let me get the gnome and pick it up. It's not usually on there, but. The old Noman there. Beep down. Okay, let's document up a sample here. And I think you had a photo of that whole blocky crater right there. That thing's spectacular.
It is. One of
the best. That's got to be bedrock there, babe.
Yeah, let's get some samples of that.
Gotta be. Okay, Houston. The Dipple crater's right behind the Lemma. Is that a big, rocky impact crater? It'd be cool enough back to Min Cooling. Top down the crater. Losing your balance, but it doesn't seem to be. It's just harder walking, that's all.
Pete Nail, could we have an EMU check?
EMU? Sure could. We're right at the top of the rim. We can get a good place to rest. I'm rating 36% oxygen. We're okay.
We're going to sample. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Houston. We're going to get an EMU check here. We're going to pick up one sample out of this blocky crater, give you a partial pan of it, because it's a pretty fantastically interesting crater with a lot of bedrock, big chunky rocks blown up out of it.
Very angular,
the inner shell of the double craters on the side of the surveyor crater. And then my recommendation is we've got so much gear and so many rocks that we head to the lab and start packing it all up.
Roger, we concur. That's a good idea. Al, could you give us your percent?
I sure could. Looks like about 36%.
Copy, 36 on both. And how are you doing on that film?
Let me ask you a good question. Boy, my camera's completely dust covered. Houston, I just hope the lens is good. 121, how's the lens? Your lens is in good shape. Yeah, why don't you stand right here and get a partial cam while you're resting on this crater, either side.
Hey, wait a minute, look at this.
Bye. I can't. Forget it. I thought I saw something. I'm going to think that these rocks are bad guys. If we just crack them open, we find their plain old basalt rock on the inside. We just don't ever have any crack. We've got to pound one of those things with a hammer in a minute. Okay, you want me to do a pan of this little part of the whole crater, Pete? Now get the whole crater, get about four shots across it, and then move over and get another four. Okie doke. Send me four. Funny, I can notice that TV camera on my back. Who's my CG further aft.
Do you like, does it feel okay back there?
Oh, it feels okay.
Sure, the way to carry gear. Sure beats that thing. That's a pain.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you shooting, Al? I want you to shoot down in that crater right there.
Sorry, that's what I... Okay, with you.
Do way down into it. Get a stereo of that thing with those big blocks down there.
Okie doke. Kind of dark, but I think we'll get something good. Okay, move over here. This is probably the most spectacular crater we've come to, I think.
First, it just, this original crater took it down to bedrock, and I guess more recently than this one came in here and really banged it out. These blocks are a lot more sharp cornered than any we've seen anywhere else. I guess this might be the most recent one we've been around.
Now, I got the idea that the bedrock's not too deep, and that this was a big crater, but it's very, 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 very old, and then this thing came along and hit it.
That's right.
It broke into the side of the bedrock that's sticking out into this.
Yeah, and then just threw it all out.
Crater, threw it all out again.
Yeah, I think, let's get a sample of that rock.
Yeah, let's do.
I think it's going to be the
let's
same.
Get out of here.
Okay. Want to get a document? You get a documented in a couple of big pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Let's see what looks like all the same right here.
Yeah, let me get a shot of it, Pete, cause
okay, get a stereo pair right here. We don't need the Noman. I'll put the,
but by the way, when I shot that crater down there, I had my distance set on 30 feet.
Okay, I thought that would be right, but that's the only one we haven't shot on the numbers.
Man, too far back, Pete. Okay.
Okay, let me get some rocks. Okay, this is going to be sample bag number number 15D, Houston.
15D, Al.
Okay. Pete's going to put two or three rocks in here. Just generally, we'll photograph. We can see what he took. A couple more. There's a good one. Okay. Yeah, most of the rock we've seen today is exactly like this. Pound one of these with a hammer in a minute.
Hey, there's some of that light colored undersoil.
I got it there.
You're right.
Okay, you want me to get another sample of that?
Nope, I want to start moving out.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Oh.
I'll just pick up this one big, big rock here, Pete. Stick it in the bag.
Okay.
Good. That's a good rock.
Hey, Houston, now, I'm going to go pack up the dock sample box, and I understand you're going to allow me 20 pounds of other rocks. Is that right?
Pete, what we'd like to do is to get an estimate from you of how much do you think you got in the first SRC in terms of volume or weight.
Well, comparison to the zero-G airplane, let's see, a maximum load is 80 total pounds, right? I'm going to guess that the box that I sent up was about a 60-pounder. The box.
Roger, Pete, from what you said in the first EVA and basic calculations on Apollo 11 data, we come up with about 54 pounds.
Very good. I think that we're fairly close.
I'll just bet you everything we got here is really black basalt. All been colored, just like that surveyor. Hey, that bag is bouncing a little bit too much back there, Pete.
Huh?
Surveyor bag's bouncing. Well, it's okay. It's not hurting anything. You got to get the close-up stereo camera going.
Okay.
Okay. Houston. DDR is back in the lamp.
Roger, Pete. You're 3 plus 16 into the EVA, and for a 4-hour EVA, you're right on.
Okay. Very good. You know, our EVA antenna didn't go straight up. It's like, I noticed that when I was running back. I tell you.
Roger, I'll copy. How far off the nominal position was it?
It looks like it's up about 65 degrees.
Roger, Al.
This thing is driving me buggy. Okay. I think all this stuff is just fine-grained basalt, Pete. We haven't seen anything else but that. Haven't seen anything at any of the places we've gone except the same type of fine-grained basalt. Just been different colors because of how long it's been out on the surface or where it's been. It'll be interesting when we get it back to Houston and crack them open. Hopefully. Take a breath for a moment. Okay. I used to have to push the legs down in that lunar hand tool carrier, but I don't have to anymore. It just pushes his own legs. Got enough rocks in there. Hey, here's where that engine moves some dirt. I see it here.
Where are you on that, Al?
I'm right to the left rib. It looks like I'm between the plus Y and the minus Z strut. It looks like it really washed a lot of dirt off in this direction. If I look back behind me,
hey, Al.
Ready to do it?
Al.
Yep. Let's get those. Need some rocks? Get the rocks over here. Come on, we can't baloney all day. We gotta get out of here.
We can turn, Pete.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to put the two. There you go. Put the tool carrier right there.
There it is.
Stick your camera in the ETV and get the film can out of there. And I'm gonna start packing up the gear. Okay, here's the camera. Yeah, I'm not sure. I wonder if, I guess all this will fit in here, our cameras and everything. Complete with this TV camera. Okay. Don't lift it up. I want my rock box. Okay. Good boy. Okay, you want to take my saddlebag off?
Second. Here.
Here. Oh, hammer. Okay. Got it?
No.
Yeah, go do stereo close-up photos.
I tell you what, you go get me the solar wind first.
Solar wind first, I'll go get it for you.
Boy.
Let me take that little bag out there with me. There it is, right there. Ready to turn.
Hey. Wait a minute, I'll take, wait, you're all tangled up the TV cable. I tell you, that TV cable is going to be really making me mad.
There you go.
Wait. Let's take the surveyor. TV camera. Huh? Get it in the foot pad.
What do you want to do with it?
I want you to put it in the foot pad.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let me set this down and I'll go get it. Just a second. There you go.
You're all tangled up again. I tell you, it's a trap.
Okay. Put this other bottom one, Pete. Makes it better. Kind of turn this way, would you? Okay. So much lighter. We're not going to have any trouble running this one up there. You see. Okay, that's off there. Where'd you put it? I've got it right here. Where would you like it?
Don't. Well, this LEC. Oh, boy, I made a mistake. I should have brought the tool cutter back with me. This TV cable is about to put it in the foot pit. This TV cable is going to drive me crazy.
Here you are. Want me to take it and move it out of the area?
I just tried to throw it under the limb. Then, I can grab one of it and just pull it out if you want.
How
can I do that? Well, I'm tangled up the LEC now. It happens every damn time.
Okay, I put this, what do you want me to put this right here again?
Right in the foot pad. I'm gonna straighten this LEC out right now.
There you go.
Now what? When I disappear with the LEC, you get that TV cable and get it out of here.
Okay.
There you go. Now, just throw the TV cable under the spacecraft.
Okay, just a second. Let me get this TV cable out of the way. I'm packing some rocks. Pete, would you hold this just 1 second? And I'll get rid of this cable forever. Hold up.
Hey, let me go with this fan right there.
And I can get this out over here, see? Before that, I could.
That way.
Hey, now you've only got it one place.
That's right.
Is that right?
I do need that, yeah.
Okay. Leave it there. want me to use B? Okay. Hope you do. Doesn't like to roll up much. This rascal doesn't want to roll up. Wrap it around here best I can. I'll get any dirt on it. It's really ridiculous. I got dust all over the rock box and I'm trying to blow it off. You're gonna manage that. Okay, we got that solar wind. Good. Boy. Houston, we got the solar wind, but it didn't roll up in a very neat package.
Roger, all we copy, that's all right.
Hey, it sure did, No, it just didn't. It split right near the top. Can I help you? Yeah, you can hold that and I'll just try to roll it up as best I can without getting any. I already got a little dirt on it, it's not gonna be good. See what I mean? Yep. There's a lot I can do about it. I'm sure it's a good experiment. That thing is fragile. Here, let me hold this end and you just wrap it tight. Attaboy. I'll squeeze it down. Shake out any of those mogul gases or whatever they're coming. Okay. Get that in there? Looks bad, but I think it'll do the job, Houston. We squashed it in, so where is it? It's right. Let me get it straight.
Roger, Al.
There you go. Okay. This doesn't look so good. Give me a hand getting this rock box closed. Okay, will do. Hey, that's a nice full box. That's something way right there in the top of it. Yeah, that's what we need. Alright, well, I gotta get this dirt off it somehow. Hey, I know. Reach right in there. There's a brush. Describe. Whatever. Oh, why didn't I think of that earlier? Got it? And you can just take out the seal. Yeah, there you go. Good show, Pete.
Pete, that glass brush should be over there on the hand tool carrier. That'd be of use to you.
They're using it right now.
Roger.
Two. Okay. Okay, now put that back in. Back in. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Go. Got it made. Got it. like you did it.
Damn it. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. Got it, Steve. That looks good.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess he was close, Houston.
Yeah.
Al?
Yeah?
Yeah, all the big ones. That looks like about 1 inch to me.
Yeah.
That's it. The extra bag.
Okay, you got some of those bedrock ones in there, didn't you?
Yep.
Good show.
Pete, Houston.
What do you want to do with that?
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I would like to give you a little weight summary for the rock boxes. Yeah, we estimate you probably got about the same in rock box 2 as you did in rock box 1. No problem there. The surveyor parts and TV camera were showing nominal 25 pounds and 15. What you can put on the bag that goes on the floor is about 15 pounds worth of rocks. And in the left-hand side stowage bag, you can put about 25 pounds of rocks. So I guess those are the two you're working for now. 15 pounds worth of rocks in the bag on the floor and 25 pounds on the left-hand side stowage bag.
We don't have that many rocks, Houston. I'll tell you what we got. We got FRC2 is full and closed. It's, gosh, I hope I got it all in there. Let me see. Solar wing, core tubes, environmental gear, sample documented samples, all made it in. Yep. The box is full, and I closed it, and I've got about, what's 1 inch on my scale? Got about 1 inch worth of rocks in another bag, and that's it. That's all the rocks we got.
Roger, stand by for that number, Pete.
Stand by for that number.
Pete, that 1 inch displacement is about 10 to 15 pounds. No problem. Pack it up.
Okay. That's going to... Okay. Now, let me ask you another question. I can get some more rocks. How did I do that? Well, Al is taking stereo photos. We'll see if I can get ourselves.
Okay, I don't have a camera to go along with it, so I'll just tell Houston where I'm taking a picture, and then they'll know if they keep up with it.
Okay, Houston, on this stereo camera, I'm taking a picture now about 10 feet from the limb between the plus Y and the plus and the minus Z strut. And I'm hoping to show the effects of the engine exhaust on the lunar surface. That was number 800. Taking one at 801. Just moving around here to do it. Another one. The little counter doesn't seem to be working. Everything's working okay, but the little counter. And I'm taking the fourth picture right up next to the engine here. Okay. Another one close to the engine. About 2 feet from the engine. Okay, Houston, the little counter on top of the pyramid's not working, so I'll just tell you what I take next, and the light and everything seems to be working, so I assume it's probably taking pictures. I'm going to go look for a crater that's undisturbed and take a picture down inside it.
Roger, Al.
Here's one of a, here's one of a rock. Make two of the rocks. Now I'll take a picture of Pete's footprint in the soil and take a look at the interaction of that. Take another one.
Pete, Houston.
I'm in an area now in Houston. It looks like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we recommend that you pack up where you are and start trying to pack up the excess rock you just got and think about ingress.
Okay, very good. Houston, I'd like to comment to all the people who are involved in this EVA. My congratulations.
Well, I think you two folks did an excellent job.
I'll take some of these pictures till you give me a call, Pete.
Why don't you just start working your way over here, Al, and we've got an awful lot of gear, and we'll start getting her up.
All right, we'll do.
We've got about 22 minutes by my clock, 23 minutes.
All right.
And we got a long day in front of us.
Okay.
Oh, this is so much fun. I can jump up about 3 feet and do a 180. In fact, do a 360. You gotta watch it though. You get all that mass going around and you get in trouble.
Trader.
What's up with Yankee Clipper this morning, Houston?
Pete, Yankee Clipper looks real good. He's been doing P-22s and rolling right off.
Ed. Okay, Pete, I'll take this as my last. Okay, if he can see the surveyor, has he been able to see us out there?
Okay, that did it, Pete.
All right.
No report on that, Pete.
Okay. All righty.
There's a red one. Got it. Okay.
Okay. Lift her up.
Got it.
I'd have put it in the ETB.
Okay. Here it goes.
Hey, wait. I want to watch. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I think we got all the film in, didn't we, Pete?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's send the
Clean EMU, and I'll tell you, Clean Me and I'll get in there and we start pulling this in because we got quite a load.
Yeah. Now, one thing I need to do is hand me the surveyor.
Surveyor bag, come back. Surveyor bag, out of the way, babe. There you are, right here. Here's the two hooks.
Sorry.
Got that one?
Sorry, that's one.
Yeah, it is.
Don't lock them.
I never need lock them anyway.
But I feel like a lot of them
would just leave well enough alone.
That's right.
Maybe things are getting jammed.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Let's see, put it back on the foot pad.
Okay.
This doesn't get too dirty.
Okay.
Now to brush you off.
Okay.
Why don't you hop up on the ladder? And let me brush you off with the ladder.
Okay, why don't you brush me off up high here, and then I'll hop up. To,
okay. I'm not getting much off.
Okay.
It's the start.
Let me try you, boys.
Okay.
It's hard to get off. Let me get up here. Now I'm going to kick my feet so it's going to get the surveyor back done. Dirty.
a shot. Okay, let me hit you. Rick,
let me kick my shoes.
Cram it in, but you hit too bad. I think I'll make it myself dirtier. I'll tell you something, knees down, you get grimy black.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll join.
Around the campus.
Okay.
Okay, I'll watch you badge.
Okay. Okay, just a second.
Good. When you get the door open.
Door
wide open.
Let my golden visor get in. Lined up okay.
You might want to turn off your plus speed water when you get all the way in.
Pretty good thinking. Okay.
And a boy. R in. Does it roll a little left? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay,
just a second.
I'll rush. Take your time.
I gotta get the secrets camera out of the window. I don't want to leave it in here when I'm in here.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the picture of the lemon, huh?
Nope.
Oh, it's a shame.
I know it.
Hi, Earth. I can see us. It's up over the left now. It's the first time I had a chance to look. You're about a quarter Earth.
Let me mount the bags. Oops. Hey, you got to give me a little slack, Pete.
Oh, okay. More?
Just a second, I'll be okay. Don't put any weight on it, Jim. Can you hold the weight?
Wait. Just a second.
Okay. There you go. Now we're done. Wait.
There you go. Give away.
Won't you do?
All yours.
Survey, we just pull in like this.
Huh? Got it. Okay, Houston, the surveyor gear is up. Coming back for SRC 2.
Roger, Pete. Copy, surveyor parts bag in.
Okay, Pete, take him. Wait a minute. No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. It fell out. Uh-oh. It's okay.